It's April Fool's Day, and Agriculture Commissioner Todd Staples is here to uncover some myths about Texas agriculture. True or false, Commissioner, most farms are large corporations.
You know, that would fall into the false category, Tony. Family farms make up 97% of the farms in this country, and today farmers do more with a lot less. In fact, farmers grow 2.5 times more food than they did in 1950. So you don't need to fall for that one on this April Fool's Day.
How about this one? West Texas is too dry to grow quality produce.
You know, there you go. Wrong again. Village Farms, in fact, grows vine-ripened tomatoes in Marfa and Monahans, Texas, using technologically advanced greenhouses and hydroponic growing techniques that produce greater yields using less land and water. This method takes advantage of a couple of West Texas' best natural resources, vast amounts of land and vast amounts of sunshine.
What about the idea that food's too expensive?
You know, right here in the good old U.S. of A., we have the safest, most affordable food supply in the world. In general, Americans spend about 10% of their money on food compared to 21% in China and 31% in Russia.
So in Texas, true or false, the average farmer is 59 years old?
Well, that would be true. The number of farmers under age 25 has decreased 33% since 2002. I just think it's critical we recruit young talent. Tony, it may be April Fool's Day, but agriculture is no joke in Texas.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull with the Texas Commissioner of Agriculture. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.